Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. I'm Kenneth Copeland. This is the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer and we get right into today's Bible lesson. Father, we thank you today. We honor you, sir, on this broadcast. And we open our hearts and we open our minds for revelation from heaven to hear your voice. To say what you say and do what we see you do. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, right quick, you know what to do. Go to kcm.org/notes and get the outline and notes for this broadcast. This is important now, and you can teach from it later. You can go on Roku, our Roku channel, and get this broadcast over and over again. You have the outlines to it and all that. It's a good thing, and you need to be doing that. Join me today in welcoming Brother Terry Law to this broadcast. Hey, Terry, Kenneth. This has been a long time coming, man.
Yes,
it is such a blessing to have you here.
What an honor to be here.
Oh, man. Terry and I go back a long ways, back to the ORU days, and then he and I both were on the Board of Regents at Oral Roberts University for over 20 years.
Over 20 years, yeah.
But my fondest, every time I think about Terry, he and I have crossed paths over the years in different places and been involved in different projects together and so forth. But my fondest memory, I was preaching in Tulsa at Sheridan Assembly, and
I can tell you when it was. It was in early 1968.
Amen.
I was a student at ORU. Yeah.
And this is the very first year that I'd been out on full time. We went at full time in summer of 67. Mm-hmm. We're just over into 68. Mm-hmm. And the church owned a little trailer home in a trailer park there, and that's where we were staying. And it's a nice little trailer. Gloria and I had just gone to bed. We'd had a service that night. Now here's the man, Kenneth, get up! I thought, who in the world is banging on my door? I gotta have some tapes. Get up. So I saw that. And there stands Terry. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm on my way out of town. I'm going overseas. I gotta have some tapes. He said, what I'm getting into, I gotta have some faith, man. So we gathered up a bundle of stuff and gave it to him.
I remember that, Kenneth. You'd been preaching for Glenn Millard at Sheridan Christian Center in Tulsa. And I came over, I was brand new, I just started ORU, and just came down from Canada. And boy, when I heard you teach, this was new stuff. And I thought, my goodness, I need to understand this world of faith because you were saying things I hadn't heard before. So, I was smart enough to know I wanted those tapes and I wanted them now. So I wasn't going to let you get away until I got the tapes.
And that started it all.
Yeah, it did.
Let's open our Bibles today to the 10th chapter of John's Gospel. Now, Terry Law has led one of the most, interesting doesn't say it, one of the most adventurous lives in the kingdom of God that I've ever had the privilege of knowing about. And the way the Lord has led him, let me back up a second. When all of us that were students at Oral Roberts University, I mean, we heard it over and over because of the mandate that God had given Brother Roberts, which was, of course, seed faith. Man, I mean, you couldn't walk on that campus. You had to know about seed faith.
Yep.
Now, and the other thing God told him to train up his students to know the voice of God and follow it. And so when you do that, you're going to have adventure.
That's right.
Because God has a plan. for every member of the body of Christ. The Word said He has placed every member, not just the ministry, every born-again child of God. Now, let me back up one notch. He has a plan for every person ever born in this earth. Before the foundation of the world, He planned this thing, and that plan is far beyond anything anybody can ask or think. Now, He has that for everybody. To get in on that plan and flow with it, first you have to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. He's head of the church. He's head of the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Now, that adventurous, overwhelming, wonderful plan that God has for our lives, the Scripture said He's placed them in the place that pleases Him. What pleases Him? Well, we know it's impossible to please Him without faith, because without faith, can't hear His voice, get in the plan.
That's right.
And then we know that it pleases Him to prosper His servants and His family. Amen.
Amen.
The Word tells us to say that continually, that He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. So we know these things are facts. We know them from the Bible. So when we get into that plan and begin to follow it, you get on the road and the path that He talked about in the book of Ephesians that was before ordained for us, then in that place, even though you get into some dangerous situations, which I'm gonna get Terry to talk in here in a minute. We're going to find out, anyway, we'll get there. But when you get in there, you get into those dangerous places that you were led to be in, the grace is there to have victory all the way through it.
All the way through.
Absolutely. Now, you get into dangerous places when you're out here somewhere you're not supposed to be, the devil's going to attack you either way. Either. He's going to attack you out of the will of God. He's going to attack you in the will of God.
Right.
But when you're where you're supposed to be, you have the victory grace to overcome it. Now, let's look at this verse of Scripture, 27th verse of John 10. My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. Now, you notice, hearing His voice is one thing, but then just hearing His voice isn't all of it. You have to follow it.
Right.
You have to follow. Then you've got the 23rd Psalm.
Yeah.
He's our shepherd. We follow Him. And, well, you know, Brother Copeland, wait a minute before you add some unbelief to this. You remember Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
Mm-hmm.
If any man.
Any man.
Any man hear My voice. Well, there's that part. Open the door, that's the follow part.
That's right.
I will come in.
That's it.
Hallelujah.
And finding that voice, Ken, is that's really the whole purpose of doing anything for the Lord. You can't really do anything of consequence without knowing the voice. And the sheep, my sheep hear My voice. Hearing the voice of God totally turned my life around. I remember as a boy hearing people say, well, you can hear the voice of God and things like that. And I always wondered about it. But I tell you where I really got serious about it. I'd just been in Africa and ministering over there. And I was probably in my mid-20s. I was working on a cattle ranch up in Canada. Hauling hay bales, mending fences, branding calves, and all the rest of that stuff.
A lot of fun.
a lot of fun. out in the wild and out just enjoying the presence of the Lord. And I made up my mind I wanted to hear God's voice. And in 1967, I'd gone down to Minneapolis, and I was riding in a pastor's car. And in the back of the window, he had some sheaves of paper by somebody whose name was Kenneth Hagin, who I didn't know anything about him. But I pulled these sheets of paper out of the back, and they were a part of an actual sermon. I started reading it, and I hadn't heard anything like that in my life. I just hadn't heard anything like that in my life. And I remember, I said, can I take these back with me to Canada? I was pastoring a small youth group in my father's church. They said, sure. So I took them on up there and started teaching it to my youth in the church. And then I realized I had to get serious about this thing. If I was going to hear God's voice, and Brother Hagin said, it's possible, he'll talk to you through the word, no question.
Mm-hmm.
So I took a time of prayer and fasting. I mean, it was probably a week, maybe 10 days when I went aside. I only drank water, no food, just with Brother Hagin's stuff and my Bible on the floor, and saying, God, I want to learn how to hear your voice here. And boy, it started, some things started to happen. I started meditating on the word. I found out what that meant and how to keep speaking God's word all the time in every situation. And then the Lord, it's wonderful the way he uses us and where he puts us. The Lord had me working with a rancher who was the most common kind of man, but a man who walked with God more than anybody hardly I ever knew. I remember I was on his property one day, and some of the guys from the university had come in and said, how do you find water on your property? And he said, well, he said, I pray, and God shows me where the water is. And the guy said, are you a water witcher? He said, no. He says, I don't know anything about water witching. He said, I just know when I drive across my property, I'll sense God saying there's water there. And I'm looking at him, and I'm saying, I don't know anybody like that. This is a farmer. Preachers I know don't know how to do this.
Yeah.
So I said to Ed, are you sure that? He said, well, let's go and find out. One day, he says, go to the barn and get a bunch of dynamite. Bring it on over here to the pickup, and we're going to go find some water. So we drive across this prairie. You know, he's got about 13 square miles of land out there and some very fine cattle. He stops on a hill and says, see over there? He said, there's water there. I said, how do you know? He said, well, go dig a 3-foot hole, put some dynamite in it. We're going to find something out today. So I go, I dig the hole, I get the dynamite in there. And I've been around explosive enough to know I had to get out of there in a hurry. And I ran, and the ground blew, and we had the size of a pickup truck hole in the ground. I ran back, and there was no water in it. He said, no problem. He said, dig another hole, another 3-foot hole, put some more dynamite in there. And I did that, second explosion, came back, and there's a trickle of water coming up from the bottom of the hole. You know, within 2 hours, we had a complete little pond there for the cattle to drink. And I'm saying to myself, I asked him, how'd you do this? He said, well, he said, I'm asking God, praying to the Lord. He said, one night I had a dream. And in the dream, the Lord showed me how to find water on my land. So, Kenneth, that was the drive for me. I said, Ed, if you know how to hear from God and you know how to do that out here in the ranch, I can do this and find out how and what God wants for my future.
Amen. Praise God.
So I started on that pilgrimage. I said, I'm going to hear God. I am going to hear God. And what happens a month later, Oral Roberts comes up to Edmonton, Alberta for a healing crusade. I'd never heard Oral preach. I'd seen him on TV a little bit. But, you know, I went to Ed. I said, you know, would you give me a day and away from the ranch? I want to drive up and hear him preach. So Ed said, sure. I remember walking into the hockey arena in Edmonton. Larry Dalton was playing the piano for him. I had no idea I would end up with Larry Dalton going around the world with Living Sound. I had no idea about that at all. But Oral preached that night. I can tell you the text that came out of Acts 9. I know what he said. I saw God healing the sick. And I was walking out of the building, minding my own business. I had a long way to get back to go to work the next morning. And they had a brochure, an ORU had a group or a table with brochures in the lobby talking about a new university in Tulsa.
Mm-hmm.
So I walked by the table. I picked up the brochure, and I started to read it. And all of a sudden, Kenneth, everything went dead quiet. This is the way I heard God at that point. I can't say that it happens that way every time, but this is what happened. There were thousands of people coming out of the crusade. Everybody was making noise. Everybody was getting to their car to get out of the parking lot first, you know, like it always is. And all of a sudden, I couldn't hear anything. I was like I was in a cocoon. And the voice of the Lord said to me, I want you to go to this school. I was looking at the prices on the brochure. I was making 50 bucks a week, and I'm saying to myself, there ain't no way in the world I'm ever going to be able to fund that or pay for it. But you know, I kept going. I went home that night. I was crying in the car because it was so powerful to me. And I fought the Lord for maybe 2 or 3 weeks, battled him. And then one night I said, Lord, if you want me down there, I'm going to make a public announcement. I'm going to embarrass you because you got to pay my way. You got to find a way for me to go there. So I'm just going to start talking about it. So the next morning I said to Ed, we were laying a new line of fence. I said, Ed, I said, I really feel that God talked to me at the crusade, Oral's Crusade in Edmonton, and I'm supposed to go to ORU. He looked at me and he put his head down, and I saw that his eyes were welling with tears. And he said, Terry, get in the truck. I said, why? He said, just get in the truck. I said, okay. So I got in the truck. We drove across the prairie and up on a little hill. We walked up the hill, got out of the truck. He said, you see that spot over there? And he pointed to a spot out in the field. I said, yeah. He said, I was working with my prized bull, Aurora. He was a Simmental bull from Switzerland. He was crossbreeding Herefords. And he said, I was out working with Aurora the other day, or a couple months ago. He said, an angel of the Lord appeared to me. And the angel said, Terry Law is going to Oral Roberts University. When he makes up his mind to go, he said, I want you to pay the way. And when Ed said that, I couldn't believe that an angel of God would communicate a message to a farmer out in the field and tell him something like that. I remember thinking, Kenneth Hagin was right. The word works. God does speak to people.
Yeah.
And Kenneth, that was my introduction to hearing God's voice. Now, there were a lot of things that happened after that, and God led in many other ways. But then I arrive at ORU. The next semester, I'm at ORU. And I walk in, and they've got this big sign around the back in chapel. They've got Oral's, raise up your students to hear my voice.
Hear my voice, yeah.
And I'm saying to myself, that's just what's happened to me. Now, I want to be around a man who knows how to do this, and I want to watch what he does. And that was essentially why I came to ORU. Not so much what I learned in the classes, it was what I learned from the man.
Well, it was the same way with me.
Yeah.
And every situation, it really struck me when you said this. God is never, ever behind, and He is never let me back up. The plan that He has, He developed it before the foundation of the world.
Yes.
Now, He already had the whole financial thing worked out before you ever heard you were supposed to go. So He's never just one-sided. He's never behind the plan. He's always out here and always back here. You remember when Rahab took the spies that Joshua had sent out?
Yeah.
And she said to them, where have you been? We've been looking for you all these years.
Mm.
Because we heard what your God did to the Red Sea. We heard what your God did. And she said, our hearts melted in us. Now, all this time that the children of Israel in that wilderness, scared to go over there, there are giants in that land. Well, they might have been, but their hearts had melted.
Mm-hmm.
But now God didn't say to them, now, I've already whipped that bunch over there. Now, all you need to do is just go on in there. You go in without firing a shot. No, no. He said, you go possess it.
Mm.
Now, it's important because without faith, you can't go possess it.
That's right.
And if he told you ahead of time, if he'd have told you, now, Terry, I've already sent my angel and I've already got your finances in order.
Don't work that way.
Wouldn't been any faith in it. You'd be walking by the flesh.
It don't work that way.
And if you're not walking by faith, then there's no grace.
That's right.
Because in Romans 4, it is by faith so that it might be by grace. Mm-hmm. And grace, whoa, man, without that, you're dead.
Yeah.
So.
For sure.
And of course, that just started it all, didn't it?
Yeah.
When you obeyed that and followed that.
Right.
Now, we're out of time. But I am really looking forward to what else that got you into. Amen. Terry and I will be back in just a moment.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.